Braisa on Daf Kuf Vav describes the mitzvah of Kiddush, both Kiddush Balayla and Kiddush Bayom. Last week we spoke about Kiddush Balayla. So for today I'd like to begin the sugya of Kiddush Bayom. The end of the Braisa reads as follows: Ein li ela balayla, bayom minayin, tamo lomer zochres yom haShabbos. As we described, the pasuk says zochres yom haShabbos lekadsho. So it could have said zochres haShabbos lekadsho, but it adds the extra word yom. So from zochres yom haShabbos, the Gemara is marbe that even kiddush bayom. There's a mitzvah kiddush bayom. So for the Gemara bayom my mevarich, Amar Rav Yehuda bar Piagofen. What bracha do you make on by day? Zok Rav Yehuda bar Piagofen. That's all you say. Ravashi ikla lemachoza. Amar le likdish lan mar kiddush rabba. Havule sover my nihu kiddush rabba. Amar michti kol brachas kulam bar Piagofen. Ami bereisha. Amar bar Piagofen ve'agidbe. Ravashi said, look, all brachas that they make a bar Piagofen in the beginning. So let me start with bar Piagofen. I'll see what happens. So he made the bar Piagofen ve'agidbe, and he held on to it. He didn't start any other bracha. He like held on to the bracha, so to speak. So chazi lahu sover begochem v'shasi. He saw someone was leaning and drinking. Ravashi said, oh, I was a smart man for making the bar Piagofen, because that's really the whole Kiddush. He didn't know what Kiddush to make. It's interesting, Ravashi had not heard what the Kiddush Bayom was all about. They called it Kiddush Rabba, so he was all confused. What am I supposed to say? So he said, let me start with bar Piagofen, I'll see what happens. So Kachava, he started with bar Piagofen, and then he saw that someone drank from the Kiddush, so he realized the Kiddush was over. So he was... So he got out of his predicament. Okay, this is the Gemara. So the Gemara says that there's a mitzvah to be mekadesh bayom as well, not just kiddush balayla, but kiddush bayom. Now, it's interesting. Kiddush bayom is not a long kiddush like kiddush balayla. Kiddush balayla not only has a bar piagofen, but also a bracha of mekadesh haShabbos. Bayom, the Gemara says, you only make a bar piagofen. That's the whole kiddush. There's no mitzvah to mention Shabbos per se. Right. Some have a minig that they mention some psukim. They say Bisham Bnei Yisrael Shabbos or Zohar. They mention Shabbos, but that's not the real mitzvah of Kiddush. The Gemara says the whole mitzvah of Kiddush Bayom is just to say Bar Piagofen. So what kind of a mitzvah is this? So comes the Ran and says, because we only recite Bar Piagofen, it's clear that Kiddush Bayom is only the Rabban. It's got to be the Rabban, because if it would be the Raisa, just like Kiddush Balayla, then you'd have to say more than just Bar Piagofen. Why did the Chachamim not be misaking a longer Kiddush? So says the Ran, it's exactly for that reason. Because Kiddush Bayom is only midrabbanan, Chazal didn't want to make it look like a Kiddush Balay, like the Kiddush Balayla, so therefore it kept it short. Ein li ela Balayla, says the Ran, and of Chav Beis and Aleph and Daf Be'ariv, Bayom and Nayin, Mashmalei Dahak Drosha Asmachta Ba'alma, sounds like the whole Drosha is only Asmachta to the Rabbanan. The Kiddush of the Imam Adarai, Zeichilo Armina Be'ala Bar Piagofen. How can we only say Bar Piagofen? We should have more. V'lav me'en kiddusha hi, ala kiddusha d'araisa balayla hi, davi b'chnisasa. It must be that the kiddush balayla is only, that kiddush d'araisa is only balayla, and kiddush bayom is only d'rabbanan. We'll get to the middle part of the round in a moment. M'shem lo havi ala midrabbanan, l'ro l'harav bo yosar, k'dei shelo l'hashvoso l'kiddusha shalayla. Okay? Chazal didn't want to make it as long as the Kiddush Bayom, so that you shouldn't think that it's on the same level. It's only the Rabbanan, so that's why Chazal made it short. This is the Ran's opening salvo in the sugya. That Kiddush Bayom is clearly only the Rabbanan. V'haraya, we're only saying Bar Piagofen. We're not saying a whole Kiddush. And this is also the position of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Chof Tes of Hilchas Shabbos, the Rambam in Halacha Dalet writes Iker HaKiddush Balayla. The Iker Kiddush is Balayla. Hey, he talks about if you didn't make Kiddush, what can you do? B'shogeg, b'mezid, etc. But that's what he says in Halacha Dal. Then in Halacha Vav, he says, Midivei Sofrim, L'kadesh alayayin, U'lahavdil alayayin, etc. I'm sorry. In Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, U'mitzvah levarich alayayin b'yom ha-shabes, kodem she'yisud, su'dashniya, v'zehu hanikra kiddusha rabbah. Back in Halacha Dalet, he says Ikra Kiddush Balayla, and now in Halacha Yud, he also mentions Mitzvah Levarich Alayayin B'Yom HaShabbos. He doesn't say Ikra Kiddush. It's clear the Ikra Kiddush is Balayla. By Yom, there's also a Mitzvah Levarich Alayayin. What's Mitzvah Levarich Alayayin? Why say the Ikra is Balayla and by Yom there's a Mitzvah Levarich? So clearly, the Rambam is assuming that Kiddush Bayom is only the Rabbanan. So that's why he changes the Lashon. Balayla, he says that's the Ikka Kiddush, that's the Raisa. Bayom is only the Rabban. That's how the Magen Mishnah there interprets the Rambam. So it's clear that the Mefarshim assume that Kiddush Bayom is only the Rabban. The Ran says like that. The Rambam seems to assume like that. It's on a lower level. It's on a lower level. We say a Bar Gofen, and that's the whole Kiddush, and it's on a lower level than the Kiddush Balayla. Why exactly is it called a Kiddusha Rabba if you only make a Bar Gofen? That's pretty strange, right? It sounds like a joke. Right? You call it Kiddush HaRabba, but it's actually the shortest Kiddush in the world. So why should it be called Kiddush HaRabba? So Rashi and the Rashbam and the Sugya suggest that it's called Kiddush HaRabba because it has the essence of what Kiddush is all about. Right? On every Kiddush you say a Bar Pei Gofen. So this is no different than any other Kiddush. So we call it Kiddush HaRabba because it has the ikar of every Kiddush. If you take a look, for example, in the Rashbam, Kiddusha Rabba, Bar Piagofen, the Korile Kiddusha Rabba, the Akulu Kiddusha Ka'amrile. We say Bar Piagofen on every Kiddush of Shabbos Balayla, Kiddush of Yom Tov Balayla, Kiddush of Shabbos and Yom Tov Bayom. We always say Bar Piagofen. So that's why it's called Kiddusha Rabba, because it's mentioned in every Kiddush. The Ran and other Mefarshim argue, and they say that there's a different reason why it's called Kiddusha Rabba. Ukra'u Kiddusha Rabba, Likinoi, Lefishaino, Iker, Kiddusha Laila, Vizutra Shiure, Kidakarina Lasuma Saginohar. Says the Ran, it's just a euphemism. Taka really is a joke. Right? It's just a euphemism. It's not really the Kiddusha Rabba, it's the Kiddusha Zutra, it's the shortest Kiddush in the world. They call it Kiddusha Rabba as a euphemism, just like we call a blind person Saginohar, that he has a lot of light. He doesn't have a lot of light, he's blind, unfortunately, but it's a euphemism. So it's the same thing over here. This is really not the Kiddusha Rabba. It's a euphemism for really Kiddusha Zutra. This is the shortest Kiddush in the world. It only has a Bar Pei Gofen. It doesn't have a Birchas Kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Simen Reish Pei Tes of Cotton Bay is that many have the minig to mention the psukim, whether to say Im Toshiv or Vishamru or Zacha. There are many, many different psukim. In fact, there are some who joke around that maybe that's why it's called Kiddusha Rabba, because it really is the longest Kiddush. If you put in all those psukim, then it really is the longest Kiddush. But that's really a joke. That's not mentioned in the Rishonim. Those psukim are just the Tosefes. That's not the Iker Kiddush. The Gemara clearly says the Kiddush by Yom is only a Bar Pei Gofen. It's not the psukim. So why do we mention these psukim? B'chora to talk a little bit about Shabbos. But that's not the Ikar of the Kiddush. The Ikar of the Kiddush really is the Bar Pei Gofen, not the psukim that we say beforehand. Now, some have a minute to start with Al Kein Berech Hashem, the very end of Zohar. So that's lechora not so appropriate. Better if you're going to start with Zohar, so start with Zohar and say the whole parasha, start with the last pasuk, but to start with Al Kein Berech, that's very difficult for the reason that we mentioned last week, that there's a principle that called Psukat L'Paskin Moshe Anan L'Paskin Olay. If it's a pasuk that's not in the Torah, then you're not allowed to say that half a pasuk. You're not allowed the words Al Kein Berech is not from the Asnachta even. It's mamish in the middle of the pasuk. What's more, Al Kein Berech Hashem, what you're going to say the Shem Hashem without saying a full pasuk, that's another problem. Aside from called Psukat L'Paskin Moshe Anan L'Paskin Olay, you're never allowed to say a pasuk, a half a pasuk with the Shem Hashem. You got to say a full pasuk with the Shem Hashem. So that's better to avoid. That I wouldn't do. If you want to say a few psukim, so say Zohar. If you don't want to say any psukim, so just say Savriyim and say a Bar Pei Gofen, and that's enough. But to start with Al Kein Berech Hashem as Yom HaShabbos, that's very difficult. Some have the minig like that, but at the Chora, it's not the most proper minig. Okay, so this is the basic mitzvah of Kiddush Bayom. It's recited by Pei Gofen before one eats by then. The question is not why this Kiddush is called Kiddush HaRabba, but the real question to ask is why is it called Kiddush Bechlal? Why do we call it Kiddush? You want to make a Bar Pei Gofen for some reason? Okay, but why call it a Kiddush? The Mefarshim are so bothered why it's called Kiddush HaRabba if it's the shortest Kiddush, but what in it is similar to Kiddush. Why call it a Kiddush? You're making a Bar Pei Gofen, so why is that a Kiddush Bechlal? The Braisa clearly assumes that there are two mitzvahs of Kiddush, there's Kiddush Balayla and Kiddush Bayom, but why would I call Kiddush Balayla, why would I call Kiddush Bayom a Kiddush? It's not a Kiddush Bechlal, it's just a Bar Pei Gofen. So why is it called Kiddush Bechlal? And even if it's only the Rabbanan, there has to be something in it to make it a Kiddush. So the Ran has two interpretations as to why this is called Kiddush. Why is Kiddush Bayom called a Kiddush? Let's look at the Ran inside. If you have a Gemara, maybe look on with me. We'll read it together. The Ran says, Kiddusha daraisa balayla he. The havi bechnisasa. The kiddush balayla. The kiddush daraisa is really balayla. Bechnisas haShabbos when Shabbos begins. Elamishum the kvod yom odif mekvod layla. Because kvod yom is odif mekvod layla. Roch chachamim lasos bayom zeichel lekiddush. V'hainu bari piagafin v'sulo. Shu aschalas kiddush alayla. What's the Ran saying? So the Ran is invoking a Gemara on Daf Kuf Hey. Gemara says that kavod yom is odif mikvod laila. What does that mean? Kavod here really means oneg, right? The oneg Shabbos vayom is odif me oneg Shabbos balaila, and therefore, as the Rashban says, that one should really leave the best foods for daytime, right? Kavod yom is odif mikvod laila, says the Rashban. Kvod yom ukvod laila im ein lo yayin harbe lesuda omine megodim yanichem ad hayom. If you don't have a lot of yayin or a lot of megodim, a lot of beautiful dishes, delicacies, so you should leave them for yom. The Shulchan Aruch paskens this way that kvod yom is odif. So Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reishai and Aleph Siv Gimel says that the kvod yom is odif and kvod laila. So you should leave the best foods for the sudas hayom. It's for that reason that if you have a larger challah and a smaller challah, better to leave the larger challah for the daytime suda. People run into trouble. They have a lot of guests at night. They want to have the bigger challah at night because they want to have more challah. So okay, if one is in a predicament that they're going to leave over the challah if they cut it by day, so I guess that's a different scenario. But if all things are equal and you have a little bit of a bigger challah, it's better to have the bigger challah by day because kvod yom is other from kvod laila. So Zok the Ran, because kvod yom is other mikvod laila, Chazal didn't want us to make kiddush only balayla not bayom, because that's like a bizoyon to the sudas hayom. So Chazal say a little kiddush, say the beginning of the kiddush, say hascholas kiddush alayla, and that will be a zecher to the kiddush balayla. According to the first pshat in the Ran, the kiddush bayom is called a kiddush because it's a zecher to the kiddush balayla. How is it a zecher? Because it has the beginnings of the kiddush balayla, hascholas kiddush balayla. Chazal wanted the kvod yom to be other than kvod laila, or certainly at least to the kvod laila in kiddush. So therefore, Chazal instituted that one should recite a kiddush. One should say something by yom as well. What is that something? Bar piagafen, which is the beginning of the kiddush balaila. This is the first pshat in the Ran. Va'od says the Ran shalufi she'enam shira ella al hayayin. We only say shira on yayin. Kevin shemavarchan al hayayin tchila shlo keder shara sudos havikain shevach v'shira l'kedushos shel yom. The Bar Piagafen that we recite on Kiddush Bayom is like a shira, it's a shevach v'shira for Kedushas Shel Yom. And then the Ran adds, because it's only Midrabbanan, Chazal didn't want you to say too much. Okay, so there are two pshatim the Ran is giving, that either the Kiddush Bayom, the Bar Piagafen Bayom is called a Kiddush because it's a zecher to the Kiddush Balayla, because Kvod Laila, Kvod Yom is Odev Mikvod Laila. We want to make sure that we have some kind of a Kiddush Bayom as well. So we say a Bar Piagof and say the Aschalas Kiddush Balaila, which is a Zeicha to the Kiddush Balaila, that even Bayom will have a Kiddush too. But then the Ran adds another Pshat, that because Zeinemim Shira Ella Al Hayayin, and Bar Piagof is like a Shira, is some kind of a Shira element in it. So therefore we have the Bar Piagof and Bayom, so that you'll have a little bit of a Shevach v'Shira for Kedusha So Shel Yom. That's what Kiddush Bayom is all about, according to the second Pshat of the Ran. It sounds like the second Pshat of the Ran is not the first Pshat. It's a little bit different. It's saying something different. It's not a Zecher to Kiddush, but it's something, some other idea. That you're making a Bar Piagof before the Suda, so that your Sudas Shabbos is a little different than the Sudas Chol. Shelo Kederach Shar HaSudos, he says. You're doing something different, so it's not like the other sudos that you have b'chol. What does that mean? What is this inyan in the second pshat in the Ran? What is Kiddush Bayom about? Rabbeinu David expands a lot on this Ran. He echoes the Ran sentiment in the second Mahalach, and he really expands on this a lot. Let's take a look at the Rabbeinu David. He really has a sheer klali over here about Kiddush Bayom. If I had to pick one Rishon on this sugya to do besides the basic Rishonim, I'd say Rabbeinu David is probably the best Rishon. What does he say? So let's see him inside. He says, V'koru le'kiddusha rabba, taimahu, amaykoru le'kiddusha rabba, ki ma'inyan kiddush, k'nishenu b'varech ala bracha shel bar piagafen b'vad. Akasha, why call it a kiddush? It's only bar piagafen. Imtom ha'shikain zecher shel kiddush. So he suggests the Ran's first pshat, right? Maybe it's a zecher to the kiddush, and that's why we call it We call it a Kiddush, Zecher to the Kiddush Balayla. Eino inyan lilmod oso min hakosuv, shinyan zeh shal zecher mitakanas lachamim uvein samchan oso lakosuv. Rabbi Nadav seems to be saying, look, there's an asmachta from the pasuk. The Gemara has an asmachta because it doesn't say zochras yom hashabbos, because it doesn't say zochras hashabbos lekatcher, it says zochras yom hashabbos. So from that, we'll mar b'kiddush b'yom as well. There's some kind of asmachta. Factor Rabbeinu David, if it's just a zecher to the kiddush, why should I have an asmachta? If it's just a takanas rachamim zecher to kiddush balayla, that doesn't deserve an asmachta. Asmachta Rabbeinu David seems to be learning is a new din derabbanan. If it's not a new din derabbanan, it shouldn't get an asmachta from the pasuk. So what is it? This bar per gofen is designed so that a person is going to be koveya sudoso on yayin. It's not a din of kiddush, he says. It's not a din of zeichel kiddush balayla. It's a new halacha. It's a naya din. It's a new halacha. That there's an inyan to be koveya sudoso al hayayin. So Chazal say, you do exactly that. Make a bar per gofen so that you're going to have yayin in the suda. Why call it Kiddush? If it's a new halacha, it's a new mitzvah. So Dr. Rabbeinu David, we connect the Suda to the Bar Pi Hagafen, just like we're Somech a Suda to the Kiddush Balayla. And Kiddush El Makom Suda, we have a Suda in conjunction with the Kiddush. So similarly, with the Kiddush Bayom, we make a Bar Pi Hagafen to be Goveya, the Suda Al Hayayin. We're Somech the Kiddush the Suda, so that's why it gets a Lashon of Kiddush. What's the asmachta from the pasuk? This new mitzvah, the special mitzvah, to be koveya al hayayin, to be koveya suda shabbos al hayayin. That's the Rabbeinu David. That the purpose of kiddush bayom, kiddush bayom is not a zeichet to the kiddush balayla. It doesn't have a din kiddush. It really doesn't have a din kiddush. It's called kiddush only because it has similar halachas that you're so mechit to a suda. And Kiddush al Magom Suda. But really, it's not a din Kiddush. It's simply to be Koveya the Suda al Hayayin. That's the purpose of this Kiddush. And because it's Taka din Chadosh, Midrabbanan, that's why it gets an Asmachta Ba'alma. Because it's not just a Zecha to the Derais. It's really a new halach. This is what the Maram Chalava alludes to as well. We'll get back to the Rabbeinu David in a moment. The Maram Chalava on the Sugya on Dav Kuvav writes, says this is not a zeichel kiddush. What's the zeichel kiddush? Make a bar per gofen. That's all it is. What is that? It's not a zeichel kiddush. He says, but kevin she kodem seuda bepriestas mapek a kiddush alayla karul kiddush rabba. Because it's kodem seuda and bepriestas mapa, you cover the mapa, you cover the food with a mapa, and you make kiddush. So it's similar. It looks like the kiddush balayla. Because it looks like the Kiddush Balayla, that's why it gets the Lashon of Kiddush. But it really is not Kiddush, Maram Chalava says. It's really a new halacha. It's not a Zeichel Kiddush. What is that halacha? So he says, this is the same as the Rebbeinu David. Not much the same in Pisma. That it's a din to be koveya the Suda al Hayayin. It's a new halacha. It's a new halacha. That seems to be what the Ran is saying. The second pshat in the Ran. The first pshat in the Ran, he's suggesting that the Kiddush Bayom is really a Zeichel Kiddush. It has a Din Kiddush. Aye, but it doesn't have the Nusach of the Kiddush. Yeah, because Chazal didn't want the Kiddush Bayom to be as Choshev as the Kiddush Balayla, so they instituted just reciting the Bar Pi Hagafen, and that's enough. But it really is a Zeichel to Kiddush. It really is a Din Kiddush. But in the second pshat, what's the Ran saying? That we're Mevarech Al Hayayin B'tchila Shelo Kedera Shar HaSudas. Because we're varech on the yayin tchila, that's why it's ken sheva v'shira l'kedushaso shel yom. It's ken sheva v'shira l'kedushaso shel yom. The whole point is to be mevarech al yayin, to make this suda different than a suda b'chol. The sudas chol do not have yayin in them, but on suda Shabbos we do have yayin. So that's like a shevach to the kedusha of Shabbos, says the Ran. L'chore, his second pshat, is really what the Maram Chalava, Rabbi Nadavid, are saying, that it's not a din kiddush, it's not a zechel kiddush, but rather it's a new halacha to be koveya the suda al hayayin. What does that mean? Why do they say that it doesn't have a din kiddush? Why shouldn't it have a din kiddush? Why shouldn't there be an obligation to be makadish mamish bayom? What are they really saying? So l'chore, what they're saying is, if you go back to the different timing we had for kiddush, so it's mistaber that really you can't make kiddush more than once. Right? What were the different timing we had? Right? Who were different? We had a Rambam. We had a Ramban. So help me. What do you think? What's the svara to say that you can only have kiddush once? Anyone? Woody Blair. Exactly. The Ramban says that the purpose of Kiddush is to be Mekadosh the Yom. You can't be Mekadosh the Yom more than once. For Haraya, there's another type of Maisa Mekadosh that also is only once. What's that? Which other Maisa Mekadosh is also only once? Kiddush of Bezdin, Yovel, right? The Kiddush of Bezdin is Mekadosh the Yovel is also only once. So if you hold like the Ramban, so then Zichr, it makes a lot of sense, certainly makes a lot of sense that you can only have Kiddush one time. For Shabbos, you can't be Mekadosh Shabbos more than once. And who makes this comment beferish? Who says that Kiddush Bayom can't be a real din Kiddush because then it wouldn't be more than once? Who says that?
Ramban.
The Ramban mentions Kiddush Bayom?
Yeah. Then you say that it has it. It can only be done once if it's also that.
Right. The Ramban does say that, right? That is true. Okay, that is, yeah, the Ramban does say that. Maram Chalava also says it, right? The Ramban does say that, Daniel. The Maram Chalava right over here says, "The Ein Zeh Kiddush Mamash Shekvar Niskadesh Hayom Pamachas V'lo Matzinu LeKiddush Bezdin LeLailo LeYom." He's invoking the Ramban. I mean, he quotes the Ramban a second before. He says, "Haramban Zalkasa She'asa Litom Klum," but that's a mistake. That's the Rambam. It's not the Ramban. It's a misnomer. I don't think the Ramban expressed an opinion about this. I mean, maybe I'm chumash. He said I missed it. I don't know, but I don't think the Ramban over here. I think he's talking about the Rambam. But it happens to be that according to the Ramban, it makes a lot of sense that there's no zecher lekiddush bayom, because if you hold like the Ramban, the whole purpose of the kiddush is to be mekadosh hayom, even though it's kadosh va'omed, it's kviyah v'kaima, but that's the mitzvah to be mekadosh hayom anyway. Like bezdin is mekadosh yovel, and that there's a mitzvah to be mekadosh bechor. So if there's a din to be Mekadosh Shabbos, so that's it. You only have to Mekadosh it once. You know, maximum you could say that there's an inyan to say Avdolah. But even saying Avdolah, according to the Ramban, Avdolah is probably the Rabban, we said it, Lefi the Ramban. Because you only have to demarcate Shabbos once. You say this is a Yom HaKadosh, and that's enough. Even according to the Rambam, right? Even according to the Rambam that Kiddush is all about Zechiras Divrei Shevach V'Kiddush. Right? Zechiras Divrei Shevach V'Kiddush. It's hard to say that Kiddush Bayom really has a din of Kiddush. You're not mentioning Divrei Shevach V'Kiddush there. You're not saying anything but a Bar Pei Gofen. So if Kiddush requires Divrei Shevach V'Kiddush, Zechiras Divrei Shevach V'Kiddush, you're not doing that. So according to the Rambam Lechora, it can't be a real din Kiddush either. So what is it? The answer is Kiddush Bayom is simply showing that the Suda Shabbos is different. You're being kover the Suda Alayayin, so you're doing what? You're creating a chashivas for the Suda. You're making the Suda more chashiv by being kover the Suda Alayayin. And that's what the Meiri writes beferish. The Meiri has the best loshen, the fullest loshen regarding this issue. The Meiri writes on page 7 there in the packet, he says, "V'af al pi shebrocha zu ein ba kiddush layom, v'ri af b'chol and ba lishto sarach levarakein." You have to make a bari piyagof, and even if you want to drink during the week, mikol makom hoil v'al yedei takana huba birchas chobehi. Why is it called? Why is it a birchas hamitzvah? It's al yedei takana. U'me'achashi birchas chova avikriya kiddush. No way it's called kiddush. Zok the meiri, it's called kiddush because it's a mitzvah. So if it's a birchas chova, automatically it's going to be called kiddush. Not just because it's samach to a suda, but because it's a birchas chova. Why would Chazal misaken this kiddush bayom? She'eh ayom miskadesh al yado liyo sudaso chashuva kashinikvas al hayayin. Zok the Meiri, the purpose of the kiddush bayom is to create a chashivas for the suda, so that the suda becomes a suda chashuva. That's the goal. The goal is not the kiddush per se. It's not to be mekadesh as a Shabbos. It's not to mention divrei sheva for kiddush. It's to create a chashivas for the suda. Memela, Shabbos is going to have an extra kedusha. The day is going to be miskadesh because now, through your actions, because the suda is now a suda chashuva, you've been kovei alayayin, So now you're adding a Sheva Fashira to the Kedusha Shabbos. But it's not Kiddush in the classical sense because you're not actually being Mekadosh Shabbos. You're not expressing Divrei Kiddush. You're not expressing Divrei Shevach over here. But it's through your actions, the fact that you're Koveh the Suda on Yayin, that creates a Hashivas in the Suda. And it's the Hashivas in the Suda, Memela, that adds to the Kedusha of Shabbos. Okay? These are the two approaches of the Ram, two approaches of the Rishonim, as to whether the Kiddush Bayom is a Zeicha to the Kiddush Balayla, it's the Tchilas Kiddush Balayla, it has a din of Kiddush that's instituted as a Zeicha to the Kiddush Bayom, or no, it's a new Takonas Chachamim, it's a new mitzvah to be Kover, the Suda Alayayim, in order, as the Meiri says, to create a Chashivas for the Suda. Because as a result of that, Memela, Shabbos is going to be Miskadish, there'll be an extra Shevach for Shabbos, because the Sudas Yom is going to be a Suda Chashuv. The Rishonim point out that there are many nafkamina, many issues that hinge on this question as to what the nature of Kiddush Bayom is all about. Let's take a few of them today, and Amit Hashem will continue our discussion tomorrow. First of all, for what Sudas Bayom do you have to make Kiddush? Is it only the first Suda Bayom, or any of the Sudas Bayom? So here we find an interesting discussion in the Rishonim. We find a discussion in the Rambam himself. Forget about other Rishonim. It's unclear what the Rambam actually holds about this. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed Halacha Tes writes that, or seems to write, that you have to say Kiddush before every one of the Sudas of Shabbos. Right? This Rambam we've actually met on different occasions. Right? The Rambam says, "Tzarech l'kvar kol suda mishloshtan al hayayin v'litzor shtei kikaros v'chein b'yamim tovim." Remember, we had a whole discussion about what Zechem B'Yamim Tovim means. Is that going on the Lechem Mishnah, going on Shalosh Shudas? A whole discussion back and forth. Chazon Ish was Machmer, you know, back and forth with the Beis Yosef and others, the Tur, Shulchan Aruch. So here we are again. What does the Rambam say? Tzorech L'kvar Kol Suda Mishloshtan Al Hayay. Chora, the Rambam is saying that you have to say Kiddush, right? Do whatever you have to do for Kiddush Bayom, before Shalosh Shudas too. Right? You got to be Koveh all three Sudas on Yai. And yet, the Rambam, in Perek Chof Tes, Halacha Yud, the Rambam doesn't say that. What does the Rambam say in Perek Chof Tes, Halacha Yud? So there the Rambam says, U'mitzu levarech al yayin b'yom ma'ashabes kodem sh'yisu suda sh'niya, v'zeu anikra kiddush ha'rabba. V'varech b'ar p'yagof, v'v'vav v'shosa, etc. The Rambam says, "Mitzvah levarich al ayayim b'yom haShabbos." Call him sheyisod suda shniya. He says suda shniya. He doesn't mention all three. It's quite an interesting lashon of the Rambam, because if Mishnah points out that from the Torah it's mashma that he understood that according to the Rambam, there's a chiyuv to be mekadesh even before suda shlishis. That seems to be the way Rabbeinu Yonah understood the Rambam as well. Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas. But the Kesef Mishnah says, from his Lashon and Perek Chof Tes, it's not mashma like that. It's mashma that you only have to say Kiddush, you only have to say Bar Pegof, and I should say, before the second Suda, not before the third Suda. So the Kesef Mishnah and the Beis Yosef explain that it's not a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam just meant to say that you're supposed to be Koveya all the Sudas on Yayin. What is Kviya Suda? Kviya Suda doesn't necessarily mean to make a Bar Pegof before the Suda. You can even make a bar pegofen in the middle of the Suda. So maybe that's what the Rambam meant. That there's a mitzvah to be mivarech on Yayin kodem sheyisod suda shniya. Maybe somehow there's a mitzvah to make a bar pegofen before the second Suda. But by the third Suda, there's no mitzvah to make the bar pegofen before the third Suda. You can do it in the middle of the Suda too. You can do it in the middle of the Suda too. That's how the Kesef Mishnah seems to be learning. The Kviya Suda ala Yayin, according to the Rambam, does not require you to make a bar pegofen beforehand. You can make a bar pegofen even in the middle of the Suda. That's also called a Kviya Suda. But Frech the Rabbeinu Yonah, what's the purpose of this Bichlal? Heichon Matzinu, he asks. Heichon Matzinu, more than one Kiddush Balayla and one Kiddush Bayom? The Braisa says, Zohar is Yom HaShabbos, En Leila Balayla, Bayom Menayin. From Yom HaShabbos, we learn the extra din. So Frech the Rabbeinu Yonah, why should I have to make Kiddush before Suda Shlishis or during Suda Shlishis? To be Koveya Suda Alayayim, what's the idea? I shouldn't have to do it more than once by day. You know, once at night and once by day. That's what the Braisa said. So this is quoted by the Rabbeinu David. He quotes Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas. It's So it's just easier to look at the Rabbeinu Yonah from the Rabbeinu Dabbe, because the Mamish, he has his Lashon, beautiful Lashon. Mishaim Rabbeinu Yonah Zalmatzasi, Shu Amish Lamatzinu, Shia Chai, Vakarish, La Pamachas, Beyon Pamachas, Balala. Can I mean it's Zachas Yom Shabbos, and Lila Balala Vachule? Kevin Shakirish Bayom, Frayotso, Yede Kirish Mikol Ayom. Rabbeinu Yonah says, how can you have Kirish more than once a day, right? More than once by day. You have once at night, once by day, that's it. Rabbeinu Dovah goes even further. He says, really, you shouldn't have Kiddush more than once b'chlap. Mekadesh is a Shabbos b'layla, and that's it. And he brings the Raya, because the Gemara says that if you're not Mekadesh b'layla, let's say you didn't say Kiddush at all. So then you could be Mekadesh b'hole kol hayom kulo. You can be Mekadesh even the next day. If you weren't Mekadesh, you didn't say the long nusach of Kiddush, so then the Shulchan Aruch paskens that you actually should say the full lashon of Kiddush b'yom. Now let's say a person's not feeling well, so they don't eat. Well, they're so tired, I don't know, they're so tired that they sleep through the meal. They can't eat, they don't have the strength for it. So when they eat by day, they have to make the long Kiddush. They're really supposed to make the long Kiddush because they weren't Yotze, the full Kiddush yet, the Kiddush Daraisa. But Ben Adavi wants to bring a Raya from that. You see that that you only make Kiddush once. It says, if you didn't make Kiddush Balayla, then Mekadesh V'holei Kol Hayom Kulo. Sounds like you only make Kiddush once. So that's not such a Raya Machrachas. That's just saying that the Kiddush Balayla, you make once. You could be Mekadesh Balayla. If you don't do it Balayla, then you do it Bayom. But that doesn't mean that there's no extra mitzvah of Kiddush Bayom. Rabbi Nadavid Lishitaso doesn't like that approach, that Kiddush Bayom should be viewed as a Zecher LeKiddush Balayla, and it really as a Dim Kiddush. He doesn't like that approach. So he wants to push this idea that no, Kiddush can only be once a whole Shabbos. So that's not Mukhruk. You could say that Kiddush Bayom really does have a din Kiddush. It's a Zecher to the Kiddush Balayla. In fact, that's what the Ran in the first day is saying. That Kiddush Bayom really does have a din Kiddush. But the Rabbeinu Yonah's Kasha is still a Kasha. Eichem Atzinu more than one Kiddush Balayla and one Kiddush Bayom. That's still a Kasha. The Rambam seems to say that, no, you have to be Koveya Suda, each one of the Sudas, even Suda Shlishis on Yain. How can that be? How can that be? So, Zokta Rabbeinu David, well, what do you see from the Rambam? The Rambam obviously is holding, like my approach, Rabbeinu David says, right? Like the second day in the Ran. That the Rambam is holding, what's the idea of Kiddush Bayom? It's not a Zeichet to the Kiddush Balayla, but rather it's a new Alocha, it's a mitzvah to be Koveya Suda Layayin. Presumably all the Sudas of Shabbos, if there's a mitzvah of Suda Shlishis on Shabbos, you're supposed to be Koveya that Suda Layayin too. Not just the Suda Shnia, but the Suda Shlishis as well. If you held that Kiddush Bayom is just a Zeichet to the Kiddush Balayla, it's a mitzvah, Kiddush, Adin Kiddush, so then I can understand that you'd say that there's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh one time, just like you do one time at night, you do one time by day. But the Rambam is holding like the second day in the Ran. The Rambam is holding the Din of Kiddush Bayom is not a Din Kiddush. It's a new mitzvah to be Kover the Suda Layayin. So if that's the case, Dr. Rabbeinu Dovah, we can understand why there should be a mitzvah to be Kover the Suda Layayin, even Suda Shlishis. Because that's the halacha. It's not just once by day. It's not dumya to the Kiddush Balayla, but rather it's a new mitzvah to be kover the Suda Layayin. Okay, this is one issue that might hinge on the question as to what the nature of the Kiddush Bayom is all about. The most famous issue that the Rishonim, the Achronim point out that hinges on this question is the issue of Isser Te'ima. Right? That's what the Ran talks about, Rabbeinu David discusses, all the Rishonim, the Maram Chalava, the Meir, they all focus on this idea of Isser Te'ima. And the Machlokas, the Ramam, and the Ravid, we'll get to the Machlokas, the Ramam, and the Ravid. But before we get to the Ramam, and the Ravid, we have to understand where the Isser Te'ima comes from, the Chalav. So there is a Gemara, and Av Kuvav, and Mebeis, going on to Kuv Zayin, that quotes Machlokas Amaroyim, what's the din of To'am Mekadesh Onah, right? If a person, let's say, ate something before the Kiddush, so did he lose the opportunity to say Kiddush or did he not? Machlokas Amaroyim. One Amora holds that To'am Eino Mekadesh. If you ate before the Kiddush Balayla, then you can't say Kiddush. Well, so what does that mean? If you can't say Kiddush, you can't eat. So yeah, if you ate before the Kiddush, so then you can't say Kiddush until the next day. That's what they say. Tom Eino Mekadesh would mean that you have to wait until the next day to recite Kiddush. That's how Tosfos learns it. Tom Eino Mekadesh perish ad lamochar kodem achila. You can't say Kiddush balayla. Im ochal lo yikarish kol alayla elo lamacha kodem suda. That's the Rashbam. Make a kiddush the next day. You can't, once you age, you can't say kiddush after eating. But we pass like the mandam who says ta'am mekadosh, that even if you ate, you did the wrong thing. You ate a little bit before kiddush. You're not supposed to do that. But even if you did that, you're allowed to say kiddush balayla. That's how we pass it. Ta'am mekadosh. That's the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Reishai and Aleph Sivzai. So comes the tour and says, well, the Gemara is discussing whether you can make Kiddush if you already were Toi. But what do you see clearly? Is one allowed to be Toi before the Kiddush? Even if you hold Toi Mekadosh, it seems like a person is not allowed to be Toi before the Kiddush. Because if you're allowed to be Toi before the Kiddush, then the Machlokah shouldn't be whether Toi Mekadosh or Toi Meinu Mekadosh. It should be whether Toeim u'mekadosh, are you allowed to be toeim before the Kiddush, or eino toeim u'mekadosh? The fact that the Lashon is the Lashon b'di'evet is mashma l'chatchila, you certainly are not supposed to be toeim before Kiddush. This is the tour on page 8. Here in Simin Reish Ayin Aleph Sivdalit. V'osu litam klum b'mayim b'yayim v'shetech shach ad shi'yikarish. Not let it eat anything. Even to drink water. Can't drink anything before the Kiddush. Very important to know. Right, you can't drink. Certainly can't have a schnapps before the Kiddush. Right, you have to come home and make Kiddush. You sing Shalom Aleichem and you make Kiddush. So how did the Tur know this, that there's an Issa Tehima? Where does it say that? Where does the Gemara say this? This is a good $64,000 question. Good question to ask the guy back of you in the calf. Is the calf still open in June?
No.
I don't know. Anyway, right? Where does the Gemara say that there's an Issa Tehima? There's no Gemara. It doesn't say that there's an Issa Tehima. So comes the Beis Yosef and says, well, there are diyukim. First of all, there's a machlokas amaram with a Toam Makadosh and Toam Eino Makadosh. The fact that we passed in Toam Makadosh, it's a b'di'evid, sounds like lechatchila. It's osalitom, that's the first diyuk. Sounds like b'di'evid, Toam Makadosh, but really lechatchila, it's osalitom. And the Beis Yosef also adds, where are we? Oh, on the right side. The Shabbos kava nafsha klama kovas lekiddush asulitam atchei kaddish. What does that mean? The Gemara in Daf Kuf Hey mentions that just like Shabbos is kovas lemaiser, it's kovas leinyan kiddush as well. We know that the halacha is that if a person hasn't been mafresh shumas lemaiseris from his tvuah, so the tvuah is tevel. You're not allowed to eat tevel. But what are you eating? Are you eating an achilas kevi? Are you eating a meal? Are you eating a snack? So the rule is until it's nigmara malachto, until you have miruach, until you pat down the pile and you finished the harvesting process, so then you're not allowed to eat an achilas keva. You can't take from the tvua and have an achilas keva, have a meal out of that. Right? Make it into bread and have a meal out of that. But you're allowed to eat achilas ara, you can eat a snack. But once nigmara malachto, once you have miruach, once nigmara malachto, then it's also even by achilas ara. You can't even have a snack before your mafresh shumas amaisus. So comes the Gemara Daf Kuf Hey and says that on Shabbos you can't have a snack even from something that's not nigmar malachto, because Shabbos is kova'as lamaisa. Shabbos, any te'ima that you have, any eating that you have, because achila Shabbos is so choshev, even an achila sarai has a din of an achilas keva. So therefore, just like you can't have an achilas keva, a real achilas keva, b'davish lo nigmar malachto, it has an iser of tevel, you can't have an achilas keva. So too on Shabbos, you can't even have achilas ara, you can't even have a snack, because a snack on Shabbos has a din of achilas keva. So any achil on Shabbos that you're going to have is automatically going to be an achilas keva, that's why you can't have it, even b'davish lo nigmar malachto. So comes the Beis Yosef and says, well, what's the Gemara saying? You are basically saying that any achil on Shabbos, even if it's achilas sarai, even if it's what we'd call a te'ima, you're just tasting, you're just having a little snack. That's called achilas kava. So if that's called achilas kava, then it's obvious that it should be usur to be toim before kiddush. Why would you think that it's mutter to be toim before kiddush? Because normally before any mitzvah, it's mutter litam. It's usur to eat an achilas kava before a mitzvah. Right? We're afraid that you'll be nimshach achar achilas, so you won't do the mitzvah. But te'ima is mutter. Right, team is mutter. You can be towing before davening shachris. You can be towing before taking a lulav, before doing mitzvahs. Right, so team is mutter. So the question is, why should team be also before kiddush? So Zokta Beis Yosef, because team on Shabbos is totally different. Team on Shabbos, it has a din of achilas kava. So because it has a din of achilas kava, it's also to do that before kiddush. also to do it before Kiddush. It's not that the Gemara says beferish that it's also to be time before Kiddush, but the Beis Yosef is medayek. If the Te'im on Shabbos has a din of Achilas Keva, so then it's also to do before Kiddush. Just like before every mitzvah, you're not allowed to do an Achilas Keva. Okay, this is the basic issue of Te'imah. This is Te'imah before Kiddush Balayla. Before Kiddush Balayla. What's the din of Kiddush Bayom? Are you allowed to be towing before Kiddush Bayom? So this is a major machlokas in the Rambam and the Rambam and the Raivid. World famous machlokas in Kiddush. The Rambam in Perek Choftes, Halacha Yud of Hilchos Shabbos writes, Ve'osel lo la'odim she'itom klum kodim she'ekadish v'gam Kiddush zeh lo yia ela b'makom su. He's talking about Kiddush Bayom. Right, that's mitzvah levarich alayayim b'yom haShabbos kodem sheyisa tzudashniya, and the Rambam says also la'adam litam kodem sheyikadosh. Awesome. Kosav harayvid b'chayi roshi im esvara amra lo sovar miyom of svara p'chusa mizu. Whoa. I wouldn't say this to the Rambam, but the Raivid's not afraid. Raivid says if the Rambam is saying this misvara, he never said a worse svara in his life. So Zokta Raivit, I'm clearly Raivit argues, right? So the Raivit says that it's mutter litum before Kiddush Bayam. Why? He says, Lefisha Krau, Kiddusha Rabba, Yotzalom. I know why the Rambam thinks that it's also to be towing before Kiddush Bayam. Because they use the Lashon Kiddusha Rabba. You call the Kiddush. Ah. But that he was misled. Ve'eno klon, Shekvar niskadesh ayom bechnisoso alayayin kodem shiitom. What's he saying? The Kshekvanes Kadesh Hayom Bechnisoso Al Hayayin. He already said Kiddush Balayla. Right? That's the svar that we gave before. He's saying Kiddush Balayla is not a real din Kiddush. You said Kiddush already Balayla. The Ilu Balakadesh Alapas Milo Makadesh V'techoshev Amotzi B'makom Birchas Hayayin V'yocham. This is an interesting point he's making. You could also be Makadesh Alapas Bayom. So like, what's so special about Kiddush Bayom? Well, I have to understand what he's saying over there. The first point we get, that it's not a Kiddush Bayom, because you were already Mekadesh Balayla. Ukshadarshu ein li ela balayla bayom enayin tamalam es yom, asmachtehi, dekha kiddusha balayla, ksiv, midichsiv es yom, lo ksiv bayom. So Dr. Raivid, you'll tell me it's a pasuk? It's just an asmachta bayom, it's just a drabana. Says the Raivid, you were Mekadesh already balayla, the Kiddush Bayom is only the drabana, and if it's only the drabana, there can be no isser to. There's nothing to talk about over here, says the Raivid. The Raivid argues with the Rambam. So what's the machlokas? What are they arguing about? The Rambam says that there is an issa te'imah before Kiddush Bayom. The Raivid says there's no issa te'imah. So the Ran says, you know what the Rambam holds? It's posher. The Rambam holds that Kiddush Bayom is a zeicher to the Kiddush Balayla. It has a din of Kiddush. So if it has a din of Kiddush, then of course, just like it's us to be time before Kiddush Balayla, it's us to be time before Kiddush Bayom. But what does the Raivid hold? So one could say that the Raivid holds like the Rabbi Nadavid. The Raivid says that Kiddush Bayom is not a din Kiddush, it's a new mitzvah to be koveh the Sudah Layayin, to create a chashivas in the Sudas Shabbos of the Yom by making a bar piagavim before him. So there's no issa te'imah. Why should there be an issa te'imah? The purpose of the Kiddush Bayom is to be kaveh the Sudah Layayin. So when you'll have the Sudah, you'll make a bar piagofen in the Sudah, and you'll be yotze, that mitzvah. You can be torn beforehand. What does the te'imah beforehand have anything to do with the Kiddush? You'll still be able to be kaveh the Sudah Layayin, even if you were torn beforehand. And that's what the Me'iri seems to say. The Me'iri explains the Raivid through. Going back to the Me'iri. Meiri says, "Gedolei amechabrim." That's the Rambam. Kosvu sha'avze also litom biyom haShabbos kam sheikar kirezeh. Ve'ena dvarim nirim. Meiri says, "I don't think the Rambam is right. Hold, look, farnes kaddish. You said kiddush already, like the first time of the Rambam. Ve'af gedolei amefarshim magiyim aleim. Even the gedolei amefarshim magiyah on the Rambam. Who's the magiyah? Who's the masik on the Rambam? The Rambam. U'mevi'im raya, and he brings a raya. Shari af bayom yochel kaddish al apasu muvar chamotzi ve'ochel." You can make a Kiddush al pas too. That's his Ikaraya, Zokta Meiri. What's the Raivid saying with the Ikaraya? So Lechora, based on what we've developed, the Raya of the Raivid is very good. If the Raivid holds that Kiddush Bayom is to be Koveh the Sudah Layayin, and what does that mean to be Koveh the Sudah Layayin? To create a Sudah Chashuva, like the Meiri explains. So comes the Ravid and says, look, you can be Mekadesh al Pas too. If you're Mekadesh al Pas, so you've created the Chashivas of the Suda. Right? You're Mekadesh al Pas, because basically that means you're not just having a, you know, macaroni and macaroni and meat. You're having a Suda Chashuva of Pas. That's what the Ravid is saying. You can be Mekadesh al Pas too. It's not a din in Yayin, it's a din in making the Suda Chashuva. It's not a din in Kiddush. It's a din in making the Suda Chashuva. So if it's a din in making the Suda Chashuva, then Achilas Pas is also true. Why are we not Mekadesh al Pas? Our minig is not to be Mekadesh al Pas. Why? Because there's no heker that you're making Kiddush. You're just saying a Hamotzi. So our minig is not to do that. The Magen Mishnah, in fact, is Docha the Ravid. He says, you can't be Mekadesh al Pas because there's no heker. So the Ravid says, okay, there's no heker, but so what? It is true that you could eat Pas during the weekday too, but the reality is when you eat Pas, you're transforming the Suda into a Suda Chashuva. And that's what Kiddush Bayom is all about, says the Ravid. It's not really a din Kiddush, it's just to create a Chashivas in the Suda. So if it's just to create a Chashivas in the Suda, then Kiddush al Pas accomplishes the same thing. But if it's just to create a Chashivas in the Suda, so then what's the Issa Teim all about? You can be telling beforehand and still be Kaveh the Suda Layayin, and that will create the Chashivas in the Suda. Rabbeinu David, of course, Lishitaso, holds that the purpose of Kiddush Bayom is to be Kaveh the Suda Layayin, and because he says that, and he makes that comment, he rejects the Rambam out of hand. Right, that's his final word on the whole sugya. He has a number of different issues that he hinges on the question, and he says, "Ulafishit tazu poshedu shein lesser alav achila beperes of mina tagim makonim kiddush zeh shel yom sheino kiddush elo lekvasu daso al hayayin k'mo shamarnu shayom farnes kiddush bekiddush alayla ve'arav Reb Moshe Zal omer she'oslo litam klum kodim kiddush zeh ve'eino klum." He quotes the Rambam and he says, Gunish Gehelfin. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Is he the same as the Ravid, right? He says, come on, what's the Rambam saying? Why should it be Asa? Why should it be Asa? That's the Rabbeinu David Lishitasa, that he assumes that Kiddush Bayom is just to be Kaveh the Suda Layayin. It's not a din Kiddush. So what's the problem over here? The Rambam is Soser himself. Right? The Rambam seems to be Soser himself. On the one hand, Rabbeinu David quotes from the Rambam that you're supposed to say Kiddush, you're supposed to be Kaveh all the Suda Salayayin, even Suda Shlishis. That clearly seems to imply that the Rambam says that the goal of Kiddush Bayom is to be Kaveh the Suda Layayin. So even though you've already said Kiddush once, and Yom should be similar to Laila in terms of the Zeichel of Kiddush, you're Mekadesh by Laila, Mekadesh Bayom, and that's it. But the Rambam disagrees. Rambam says the goal of the Kiddush Bayom is to be Kaveh the Suda Layayin. So that's why he says you have to even be Kaveh the Suda Shlishis Alayayin. So it sounds like he's going with the Rabbeinu David's approach. And yet the Rambam holds that there's an Issa Te'ima before Kiddush Bayom. How can it be? How can the Rambam straddle both sides of the fence? So I think the answer is that the Rambam really holds Tzvei Dinim. Yeah, the Rambam was the ultimate briska. The Rambam held of both halachas. The Rambam says Avada, Chazal u'misak and Kiddush Bayom as a zecher to the Kiddush Balayla. And that's why there's an Issa Te'ima. Since it's the same, because it's a zecher to the Kiddush Balayla, it has that element too. There's an Issa Te'ima before Kiddush Bayom, before the Kiddush Bayom of the Suda Shniyah, because that's the Kiddush that Chazal were Mesaken Dumiya to the Kiddush Balayla, once Balayla, once Bayom. But the Rambam holds that the second halacha also applies. The Rambam holds that there's also a din to be Koveya the Suda Layayin. That's also an Inyan. And because of that, the Rambam says you should be Koveya even the Suda Shlisha Salayayin. So there's really no steer in the Rambam. We asked the steerer, the Kesef Mishnah was troubled that on the one hand the Rambam says mitzvah the kaddish called him suda shniya, but yet the Rambam says in Perek Lamed that you should be koveya all the suda salayayin, even the suda shlishis. The answer is the Rambam in Perek Lamed is talking about to make a bar pegafen in the middle of the suda. You don't have to be kaddish before the suda. It's not a din kiddish. It's a different halacha. To be mekadesh bayom, that's kiddish before the second suda. That's a kiddish. It's a regular din Kiddush. He's supposed to say Kiddush before the Suda. But the Kiddush of Suda Shlishis, that's to be Koveh, the Suda Layayin. So for that, you don't have to say Kiddush before the Suda. You can even do it in the middle of the Suda. The Rambam is mamash. The Rambam is beautiful because he holds that there are Tzvei Dinim. So of course there's an Issa Te'ima before the Kiddush of the second Suda. There's no Issa Te'ima before the Kiddush of the third Suda. Once you make Kiddush, you were Yotze that din. But there's an Inyan to be Koveh, the Suda Layayin, even for Suda Shlishis, because the Rambam holds of the second halacha. The Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish pay test if alam. Paskens like the Rambam that there is an issa kiddush. There is an issa te'ima before kiddush bayim. But he adds that one is allowed to drink a little bit of water, drink a little bit before davening, as we've discussed on many occasions, because there's no chovas kiddush in the morning before shachar, since it's not a zman that's roi l'suda. We talked about this with the Taz and Siman Tafayin Beis, in terms of kiddush on the Seder night. Since it's not a zman roi l'suda, so it's not shy after the mitzvah kiddush, because you need kiddush makam suda. So because it's not shy after kiddush, so therefore you can drink. Drink water before the davening, because you can't make kiddush. So the issa te'ima is only shayach if you can make kiddush. So that's why you're allowed to drink before davening. And the Torah quotes that his father, the Rosh, used to do that. We mentioned that the Bir Halacha just has a ha'ara that anyone who's allowed to eat more than just drinking, if you're allowed to have a mezonos, so then mistami, you should make kiddush before him. It's a shayla. It's not so clear, right? But we suggested that lechora, if it's a zman that's ro'i for kiddush. Because there's man that's right for kiddush, because you can have a mezonos, so then maybe you should have to make kiddush before the tefillah. So these are two nafkamina, two important issues that we've shown that hinge on this shaila that the Ran developed. These two approaches as to whether kiddush bayom has a din kiddush, is a zecher to the kiddush balayla, or it's a new halacha to kaver the suda layayin to create a chashivas in the suda. First of all, you have to do that for each of the sudas bayom, or only for the first suda? And secondly, is there an issa te'ima before the kiddush bayom? Tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we'll have to talk about another few issues that hinge on this question, and then we'll round out our discussion of kiddush bayom by talking about that famous shaila as to whether one can make kiddush on chamar medina bayom or balayla. Balayla mistamanat, but is there any possibility of making kiddush on other mashkim that you would not be able to make kiddush on for the kiddush bayom? Have a nice day.